Is it time for a podcast already?
Check 1-2, check 1-2, check 1-2, check 1-2.
I go to your seat, lady, cause this one's a screamer!
I didn't know that.
What's going on, listeners? Welcome to another podcast episode here of the Garlic Jar Podcast Show. Tonight, we got a little bit of a change up here. We're missing Jenna, but we got Zach back. And tonight, both of us are here. We got a pretty wicked episode of some mixed bag topics. And real quick, I mean, man, it has been a busy past couple weeks. Not just with the school stuff, but I mean, also, like the travel, going out to places, getting errands done, appointments. I mean, I feel like I haven't been behind the microphone in so long. I mean, it's been wild. Again, like I said, Jenna's not with us tonight. She's actually on her own routine. She's got a lot of stuff going on with school. And then she's also got a big wedding coming up on the weekend, which I'll be seeing her for at that event. One of our friends is getting married on this weekend. So Jen, I know your struggles and I know your pain, man. The stress could be wild, but get through it. I know you're a hard worker and we all say hello here and we miss you, but Zach, say hello to everybody tonight.
What's going on, guys?
All right, Zach, I think it's another, an episode here too, where it's like, man, I haven't had you on in a while. Like, you've been MIA too.
Yeah. It's been a while. I've been really, really busy.
Yeah, you've been caught up with extra hours and work and everything like that. I mean, have you been out getting fishing or anything like that, or what?
We got out a couple times, once or twice. Caught one, got the monkey off my back after 10 years, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, man, you got to get that boat out and everything like that. But Dad's freaking excited too.
Yeah, he is. Just been busy going through stuff, you know.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But yeah, we're riding solo here without Jenna tonight. I mean, we've been talking during the week. But yo, we got an episode here tonight titled Episode 68, Strange Brew. And, you know, I kind of get that from a band, obviously, that if anybody knows the title of that song, Strange Brew, Kill What's Inside of You, by Cream, that would be a band that Eric Clapton was in back in the day, like the 60s. Another song that you'd probably really know by them notably would be Sunshine Upon Your Love or The White Room. That's another popular one by them. But it's a little reference because we're going to be talking about some Halloween songs towards the end. And of course, being that we're in the month of October, we still have some Halloween goodies to discuss. So tonight we got a mixed bag and then we'll end off on some Halloween stuff. But real quick, Zach, anything else you want to kind of bring us up to speed on? What's been going on? Anything good?
I've gotten back into streaming.
Nice. And yo, we were actually, we tuned into you. You were playing Valorant, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And such a good game. As soon as I got onto that stream, I was like, oh man, this looks pretty cool. And then like out of nowhere, you just got smoked.
Yep. Sounds like Valorant.
I was like, oh shit. But it does look like a pretty cool game. I was looking at that and I'm like, wow, now that I gotta.
I don't want to say too much because it's one of the topics tonight, but
yeah. We're gonna get into it. We're diving into it, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we will touch back on that, but yeah, I know you've been back on the streaming. It's good to see you again on there.
Yep.
And I think we're gonna kind of just run down our line here. We're gonna start with our topics. I know that, you know, this past week we were supposed to have something planned with gaming, and we were supposed to have Gordon Fraser on, but he got tied up with some medical issues. And real quick, Gordon, glad that you're okay. We'll definitely see you for another week. It's not the end of the end of the world, so we'll definitely get you back on.
I'm going to be honest, I was too drunk to do a podcast Saturday night.
Well, you know, it was up in the air because, I mean, like I said, I didn't know.
That Penn State game got me fucked up.
I said, you know, I said if there was any chance of him getting on this episode, one or two things. He's going to be too pissed, so he's going to be very, like, in the background, just very silent and come out, like, only with those urges to be like, you know what, fuck Penn State, you know? Like, just go and rant. Like, it could be during any topic of what we'd be discussing, but then he'd be expressing the aggressiveness of the Penn State loss. But then number two, I'm like, or he's possibly shit-faced.
Let's just put it this way. By the end of the game, I laid down on the floor with my head on the floor and my, like, hands above my head, like, on the back of my head for a good 20 minutes.
Yeah. It was a tough game, though. I mean, that was a, two great teams. I mean, you were looking at a good match no matter what, because Iowa plays Penn State really hard all the time. Like, that's just a big matchup. When I think of, like, the Penn State games that go on, you know, like an Ohio State, like, Iowa always gives you a good run for the money, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not easy. That's not an easy game that you could say, oh, Penn State's got this, Penn State's got that, because it's always
okay,
a game.
Though. I should have known they were going to lose because college football's paid off, but, you know.
Well, you know, a lot of people have been saying that over the years, and not only that, though, especially with
all
NFL.
All you have to do is, that's not even the NFL. Just look at the recent college rankings, you'll know it's paid off.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of them. And, you know, I'm not saying that because Notre Dame's not in there. Notre Dame sucks this year.
I'm not saying it because Penn State's not in the top four anymore, but, like,
yep.
I'm sorry, but there's no way Cincinnati is better than anybody that is there above right now.
Yeah, I question that one. That's a big question mark in the rankings. So I don't get that one.
You're going to put Cincinnati over Alabama because Alabama lost to Texas A&M.
Yep. But hey, we got baseball at least. We got the postseason rocking.
Let's get on another topic before I get even more triggered.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, at least we got baseball to finish out with now. You know, I mean, we got the postseason going, the ALDS and the NLDS.
Actually,
so
we have baseball. Fun fact.
Go ahead.
Hockey starts tomorrow.
It does. Hockey does start tomorrow. Yes, it does. Yep. So those
my team don't play till Friday.
Really? You guys are that's a good day of hockey. I like Friday games.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Friday night games are awesome. So I'm glad hockey will be back on the TV in a little bit here. But, yeah, no, I think we got to start up. I think we're going to start with, like I said, previously we had an agenda planned where we wanted to start with video game talk. So that's what we're going to go into. We're starting with we're going to call this like our gaming corner. We're going to start tonight. We have Horizon Zero Dawn Forbidden West, the release date. I guess that's been revealed.
Yes.
So why don't you start this up and then we'll kind of piggyback on them.
So, anybody that's been listening to this podcast whenever we've talked about games knows that Horizon Zero Dawn is my absolute best game of the year, favorite game I've ever played in my life. Just from the way it was built in the storyline. Hands down, best game I've ever played in my life.
Right.
So, which you still have to play that, by the way.
I know. If I only had the time.
I know you're strapped for
time. Yep. If I only had the time. I mean, I got the resources now, but now
yeah,
do I have the time?
It's just getting the time.
Yeah, because my cousin built the PC, which I'm actually stoked about because it looks good, but it's not plugged in yet. Like, I haven't done anything with it yet. So
we'll build you a setup. I'll come over. I'll build you a new setup. You've seen what mine looks like, so you know I got the stuff to do it.
Oh no, I guarantee you, the minute I'm gonna find time, the minute that I'm gonna let you know, like, okay, yo, it's go time. It's gonna be literally that week, right before Thanksgiving, and then going into that holiday break. I guarantee you. No, I'm guaranteeing you.
I'll come over after I get out of work, and we'll build it.
No, well, what I'm saying is I already have my build already done. My cousin already built it for a graduation project for high school.
Mm.
So the tower's built. The rig is done. So, like I said, it's just here now, and it's not plugged in. Like, I need to go. I have my other two computers plugged in here because I'm working with school and shit, but God.
So anyway,
go for it.
The sequel to that game, which is Horizon Zero Dawn Forbidden West, is going to be released February 18th in 2022.
Okay.
Which, that is the sole reason I'm going to be attempting from now until then to buy a PS5, because it's only releasing on PS5.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm guessing it has a Wild West theme to it now. Is this...
Yeah, just in the same sense of the first Horizon, where it's old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned,
like,
yep.
Caveman age, but mixed with, like, technology, and it's good. It's gonna be great.
It's a cool concept. It's different.
Yeah, it's different. It's amazing. It's gonna have a good storyline. If it's anything like the first one, it's gonna be, I'm really hoping that they don't drop the ball and make it disappointing. But
so, when was the release date revealed?
Probably about, I think it was revealed over the summer.
Okay.
I remember correctly. It was over the summer.
Okay.
I think in July. So.
Okay, and then another one that we had, I know gaming-wise, so LEGO Star Wars, they're coming out with the Skywalker saga, right?
Saga, yeah. This, this one was supposed to be out already.
That's what I heard.
This one was supposed to release in the spring of 2021.
Now, is this all delayed because of COVID?
No.
Okay.
This was delayed because they'd come out and said that they want to put out the best possible product in a way. So they want to make sure there's no bugs, there's nothing.
Okay.
They want to give the developers more time. So for those of you that don't know, this LEGO Star Wars game is supposed to have all 9 movies in it in one single game.
Oh, that's killer.
So it's going to be a big game in terms of a download size. And so they want to go through everything, make sure they have all the bugs figured out and everything. It got delayed until the summer, and it got delayed till last month. And then last month they came out and delayed it until October, or not October, but sometime in 2022.
Gotcha.
So they haven't said when, but
no, I was going to say, here's my big question. So, I mean, if they're delaying it, they're obviously trying to work out the bugs and stuff.
Yeah.
What platforms are they pushing it for?
I believe they're going to release it everywhere.
Okay.
So it's going to be Xbox One, the new generation, PS5.
Yeah.
And I believe PS4.
Okay.
I'm not sure on the PC. That's the only one I'm not sure if they're releasing it on PC. I would imagine they are because they released the Clone Wars game on PC.
One thing that I heard, are they enabling multiplayer for this?
I believe so, yes.
Because I thought that was in the, I don't know if that was a rumor that I was reading, but
I believe you are able to play with your friends on this game.
All right. Now, that's fucking sick. That is sick.
No, dude, like, we're getting this game and we're playing it.
Yo, hell yeah. Dude, I remember, like I said, I remember going back and I remember playing some of these LEGO Star Wars titles. And yo, they make a good video game.
They do.
Did you ever play the LEGO Star Wars The Avengers?
No.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's a fun one. It's a fun one. My niece loved it.
I'll check it out.
But now she's not up to she doesn't like superheroes anymore.
Yeah, speaking of Avengers, Venom 2. This is not a topic, but for those of you that haven't seen the new Venom, make it a priority.
Yep.
Because damn.
No. Do you
that's all I'm going to say is just damn.
I listen, no spoilers here. Everybody's going to put it on the agenda, but I definitely agree because everything that I keep reading, and people knock the shit out of it because when Venom 2 was coming out, people deliberately went right back to the first one and said, well, the first one wasn't that great. I'm not having high expectations for the second, you know?
Yeah, well, I didn't have high expectations either, if I'm going to be honest, and I wish I had higher expectations because the second one was that fucking good.
All right, so here's my...
I will gladly add a donation to that.
That's fine, because it's all on me. But here's my question now to you, because you've seen it, right?
Yeah.
What did you think of Woody Harrelson's acting? Was he a good Carnage? Did he play a good Carnage?
I don't think...
Think somebody would have been better for the role? Or
I don't think there's anybody better for the role of Carnage than Woody Harrelson.
Okay. That's something I want to hear. That's something... Because, honestly, people knocked it. And I think it was Jin.
I also don't think there's anybody better to play Eddie Brock either.
Yeah, that I will agree with. That I will definitely agree.
I think both of them in the same movie was just fantastic.
Yep. Yeah, you can't go wrong. And like I said, I liked Tom Hardy playing him in the first one. Like, I don't know.
I love it. They started off, I'm not going to spoil anything, but they started off with showing Venom how he was doing with Eddie.
Yep.
Since the first one. Then they showed, you know, they introduced Woody Harrelson's character.
Yep.
Showed how Carnage was created, how he came about, and then the fight. The fight was fantastic.
Epic, huh?
That was the best fight scene I've seen since Ahsoka versus Maul.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, that's getting a bell. That's getting a bell sound effect.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
I know it's two different shows, but like, in terms of just a pure fight scene, that was the best one since the Ahsoka versus Maul that I've seen.
Yeah, because I'm bringing Jenna on this. I mean, I know Jenna's not here, but she would probably she'd probably be thankful that I bring it up, because, like, I know she was the one that said it. Like, Woody Harrelson does not make a bad movie anymore. That oh, like God, what, no. whatever he is in right now.
If anything, he made the new Venom better.
Okay, see, and that would have been something that I said. You know what? When they casted him and they gave us that,
it was a very good choice to cast him.
Yes, you know, like I could just see him playing a good Cassidy. You know.
Yep, he did. He played an excellent Cassidy.
Yep. Awesome. Awesome. All right, so Venom 2, definitely a big recommendation out there. Get out and see it. Let's move on to the next one, because we were talking about this in the very beginning, but you said, we'll come back to that. Oh, yeah. As you got smoked in Valorant, the first thing I see is, okay, I see him in gameplay, and then it's like, oh, man, he just got freaking wiped.
Yeah, so...
By the way, you're back to streaming, so I'll also mention that, too.
Yeah, I am back to streaming, twitch.tv/Phoenix43.
Yep.
The O is a zero, so instead of saying Phoenix with a zero, it's a zero.
We'll definitely plug that in the description. Yeah. So when people download the episode, they'll have the link there to you know, hook up with you.
So for those of you that haven't seen Valorant and live under a rock and don't know what Valorant is, it's a 5v5 competitive game. Just kinda like Counter-Strike, just better. And you know how much I love Counter-Strike.
So. Oh yeah.
It takes me a lot to say that it's better than Counter-Strike.
And I think that's what's interesting to me, is that, like, when I see videos and I see, like, people going through, like, gameplay of it, that's the immediate game that I get, like, a vibe out of. I get a Counter-Strike vibe.
It's the modern-day Counter-Strike.
Yep.
So it's 5v5. You can play different agents that have different abilities and different grenades, so
yeah,
the teams can be endless. Like, the possibilities are endless. They have an alternate ability, which people in the game just call it ulti.
Mm-hmm.
So every kill that you get gets you 1 point for the ulti. You need 7 points for the ult to get the ultimate ability, and you can only use it once, and then after you use it, you have to get another 7 points to use it.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, it's a really fun game. That's what I've been streaming a lot lately.
So, like, have you been playing with, like, other people? Like, I mean, do you have, like, a close-knit group? Like,
yeah,
that's already
I've been playing with 4 or 5 other people.
Okay.
It's definitely better to play with friends.
Gotcha.
Than it is to play solo.
So the multiplayer.
The solo experience in Valorant, like, when you solo queue.
Yeah.
In Valorant, it's kind of shitty, because, like, especially when you're just learning out, because everybody else is, they don't separate the people that are, like, just trying to learn the game.
Right.
From the people that have already played it a bunch. And they just kind of mix you in together. You can get really shitty queues with people that think they know everything. But
okay.
It's definitely better to play with friends. That way you know what you're getting into, so to speak.
Well, but I mean, for the single player, like, I mean, so, like, I want to call it story mode. Like, is it story mode?
No, there is no single player. It's just like Counter-Strike. It's all multiplayer, 5v5.
Okay.
You're in a server with 9 other people.
Okay. Hey, real quick, what are you drinking over there?
Mikes?
Nice.
I finished my Arnie, so I got my Mikes.
Nice. So you went from a spiked Arnold Palmer now to a Mikes.
Mikes Hard Lemonade.
Nice. I am drinking a Moscow Mule. And if anybody doesn't know what that is just a... That is a beautiful drink. You just take ginger beer, you take lime juice, and, I mean, I guess there's different variations how you can make it, because there's so many different mules, I guess you could say, but this is just your regular one. So this is just the vodka, the lime juice, and the ginger beer.
You know what I had on Saturday?
What'd you have?
I had an ocean water.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, hang on a second. Now, you're talking about the mixed drink, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I remember those down in Ocean City, Maryland. Correct? Weren't they at...
Pinnacle, Sprite, and Blue Carousel.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, they're down in Ocean City. I had a... not going to talk about that.
little too much, right?
We're not going to talk about that.
What happened in Ocean City stayed in Ocean City.
That's yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time out there, though. We were so jealous of you, because it's like, man, this guy took a 10-day or, like, an 11-day vacation.
I, It was a 10-day that turned into an 11-day because we didn't want to come back on Sunday, so we stayed.
I don't blame you. Yeah, take the Monday, too. Why not? Hell, you already took 10 days. What's 11 going to hurt, you know? My God. Hell, even if you just slept in the car overnight just to enjoy the 11th, who cares?
Nah, we got a hotel.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
So Valorant is definitely a big recommendation. Based on saw, I'm kind of excited. Like I just said, realistically, I don't think I'm going to be playing anything until Thanksgiving, until like everything kind of dies down with school. I mean, it's hard enough. Like I can't even get on Xbox to play Sea of Thieves. I can't even get on there to play Battlefront. I honestly can't get on there to play anything.
I'm going to be honest, I haven't touched Battlefront since the last time we played.
No, and you know what? It's kind of funny that you mentioned that, because like I have no ambition to go back to that game now. Because
I don't either.
Because aren't you kind of like, it's like, all right, just bring the third one out already. Like, I don't want to go back to the second one.
I don't
want to
go back to the second one. The second one's just...
Yeah, I mean, we've played it, we've done enough damage, and we've done enough in the game to kind of experience it, you know? I mean, unless we go in there to keep on leveling up some of the characters, I mean, I could see it.
My 291 elimination game is enough for me.
So you've gotten your trophy.
Yeah.
Respectfully. I'll drink to that. All right. Yeah. So here's another thing I want to mention since we're still on gaming. And by the way, I like the fact that we got to make this a little bit more of a priority, because we have a lot of, like, I have a lot of students that tune in. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm browsing Facebook on my phone right now.
Yeah.
And I come across this picture about Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
It says it's come to a point that North Korea won't even trade their non-working missiles for Ben Simmons.
Okay, that's that. Oh, man. Oh,
so
God.
True.
But
I mean,
where do you stand with that, though? Because, I mean, you're a 76er. Yeah, you're a 76ers fan, man.
This is where I stand, right? So, he don't want to play for the Sixers.
I get that.
Don't pay him.
Yep.
If he's not going to show up and play, then don't
release
him. And that goes for anywhere. You don't want to show up at a job, don't pay him.
Right.
Don't pay the person. That's just how I look.
Yep.
So, he doesn't want to show up, don't pay him. That's fine. Let him take you to arbitration later in the year.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
So, the only big name this offseason, who is the only big name this offseason that didn't go to a new team?
Well, first off, this is what I would think that you're eyeballing, because like if you could get rid of Ben Simmons, this is who you're looking for.
Just answer the question and we'll get there.
I don't know. Who is it?
Dame Lillard.
Okay.
He stayed in Portland.
Now it's kind of funny because when you Google Ben Simmons, he's coming up in the recommended searches.
He is giving Portland a chance because Portland's GM made some offseason moves to make that team better.
Yep.
So, look at it from this perspective. Simmons doesn't want to play for the Sixers.
Yep.
He doesn't show up. You don't pay him. He takes you to arbitration somewhere around December, January. Say things aren't working out in Portland the way that Dame wants him to.
Right.
Dame wants out. Simmons wants out.
Mm-hmm.
Make Simmons and Dame trade happen. So then Sixers get Dame, and Portland gets Simmons. Obviously, they would be more involved in that deal, but I'm just saying a player for player for the sake of a trade.
I don't see it being a bad switch.
So then, oh no, God no, it wouldn't be. The starting five for the Sixers would be Danny Green, Seth Curry, Tobias Harris, Joel Embiid, and Damian Lillard, provided there's no injuries.
Right.
How do you stop that?
That's
what the Sixers are doing right now. They're doing exactly that. They are not paying him.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, listen, if you don't want to be there for the team, it's kind of like going back to like how like everybody's still on the Aaron Rodgers talks. Like, if the guy doesn't want to be there, why is he still playing? You know?
I don't know if you saw what Joel Embiid said, but Joel Embiid basically came out when he was getting asked by the media. He was like, he got asked, well, what are your thoughts on the whole Simmons ordeal and what he said? Because Simmons said that he didn't feel like the team was being built around him enough, which is bullshit. But that's a whole other topic. Anyway, so Embiid came out and said, well, honestly, I don't understand why he came out and said that, because every team that we've had has been built around him. Even the fact that we got rid of Jimmy Butler, which I personally didn't agree with.
Yeah.
And when you have Joel Embiid coming out and saying that, That's huge.
Right.
That is huge in terms of what it says about Simmons. So.
Man. I wouldn't, I'll tell you, I mean, it sounds great. I mean, if you could, if you could land him and get rid of Simmons, I mean, more power to you. Because, I mean, to be honest with you, all it is a head case with the 76ers now, you know? I mean, if he's going to continue making problems for the team, why keep him, you know?
I'm sorry, but when you're getting paid 300 and some odd or 200 and some odd $50 million.
I mean, I'm looking at his contract right now. It's ridiculous. Like, I mean,
How much is his contract right now?
First off, he's got, he's got to be, because I don't have the list. Like, I don't have a full, like, list up right now. But, I mean, look at it this way. He's on a contract for 5 years, okay? So, he signed a five-year deal. It's worth $177 million. Can just put it this way. Round it up. It's $177.2 mil.
So, you're getting paid over 5 years. This is my perspective, right? So, you're getting paid $177 million to play for the Sixers. You are in a game seven at home in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
In a playoff series. Win or go home.
Yep.
Series tied at three. You play 36 minutes in the game and put up 5 points. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
That is not what we're paying you for. All the fans ask in return is that you develop a jump shot and actually just attempt to shoot the ball, not even make the fucking play, not even make it. Just shoot it.
Definitely. I mean,
he gets pissed at that and wants to leave. Fuck you, buddy. Get out of here.
That's why you pay these players, man. You're paying them you're paying them to win a championship.
Look at Giannis. Yeah, when Giannis first came into the league, he could not shoot, but he still shot.
Yeah.
Granted, he didn't make every jump shot that he did.
No, no.
But he still shot, and he improved. Simmons has not done that.
What's his percentage on, let's see.
Let's put it this way, Matt.
I'm looking up. Hang on, I gotta see this.
There was a meme I saw, and it said that Ben Simmons jerseys were on sale for 50% off at Philadelphia Airport. Someone commented on that tweet and said that his discounts on his jerseys are higher than his career free throw percentage.
Oh my god.
Which is true, because his career free throw percentage, I believe, is below 45%.
Well, right now it says he had a free throw percentage of 61.3 in 2020-21. Now, keep in mind, that's not his postseason, because they break it down by, like, regular season. So that's what they have. Right? Yeah, it's 61.3 on the free throws.
Yeah.
Now, maybe what we're talking, like, where you're getting that 40-some percent, that was probably his postseason, I would imagine.
Probably.
But I mean, even for that, though, a high paid player like
that. So John Clark, who is, if you follow Philadelphia sports, know that he's a credible source and knows what he's talking about.
Right.
Said that, tweeted out on Twitter and said, Ben Simmons jerseys are now 50% off at Philly Airport. They're on clearance. They're on the clearance rack next to the Carson Wentz jerseys.
Oh, God.
Someone retweeted it. And word for word said, Burrow's discount is higher than his free throw percentage.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, that's where I stand. Fuck Ben Simmons. Get him out.
Yeah, I would say if I were a 76ers fan, I'd hold off on buying that jersey.
You should be a 76ers fan. It's better than being a Boston fan.
We're not going to go there. We're not going to go there. I see what he was just trying to do there, guys. That's called a web and lock. He's trying to catch me in there so that I could just start aggressively going on about a season that doesn't matter, and I knew that wasn't going to matter. So, touche. I knew where you were going there. I got you. I'm calling you on that one.
Rain check on that.
Yep, rain check. Well, how about we talk basketball when it starts up? I mean, that'll be coming up pretty soon.
Let's get into your Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl.
Yeah, because we still got some games. And real quick, I don't know if anybody saw this. I mean, we'll just make this a quick topic. But Nickelodeon, they actually released an All-Star Brawl game. So it looks like, from what I'm seeing here, like, I'm just looking at that's available on Xbox Series XS and Xbox One. So you brawl out as your favorite Nickelodeon characters in a bombastic platform of battles. Kind of looks like the Super Smash Brothers, but of Nickelodeon characters. And I mean, you got a whole, I mean, a whole range of characters here. It says that the playable characters include SpongeBob, Lincoln Loud, Ninja Turtles, Michelangelo Leonardo, Oblina from All Real Monsters, Invader Zim, and many more. So there's 20 themed levels, like Jellyfish Field from obviously SpongeBob, the Technodrome from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the Nickelodeon series, and much more. And each character offers a completely different innovative playstyle. And again, that's what kind of makes me think, okay, it's like Super Smash Brothers. You know, once you master a character, I mean, they're all pretty different and innovative on how you use them in the game. So you battle your friends locally up to 4 players simultaneously or in an online competitive multiplayer mode. So that's pretty cool. And speaking of Super Smash Brothers, they did release the new character they brought to their gameplay. It's Sora from Kingdom Hearts. So if there's some Kingdom Hearts fans out there like me, I mean, I've played the hell out of those games. Wasn't too impressed with the third one that came out. I'm not going to lie. I was really disappointed in Kingdom Hearts 3.
Bro.
I was really disappointed in it. Yep. I was expecting more. I was expecting more out of it. Did you play Kingdom Hearts 3?
I did.
And you liked it?
Sorry. I'm like, I just read a report and I'm shell-shocked.
Why? Ben Simmons? What happened?
It's not even Ben Simmons. It's about football.
Oh, really? What happened?
Hold on. I don't want to say it if it's not true. I'm trying to find out if it's true. Continue.
Could this be a moment on Garlic Jar Podcast that we have a breaking news of high alert?
Yeah, no.
Okay, I'm going to keep going. So yeah, Nickelodeon, they have this cool game out there. It's called All-Star Brawl. Check it out. Right now, you could actually get it. I want to say it's actually 10 or 20% off right now in the Microsoft Store. 20% off. So, and that's only one day left. So you have today and tomorrow. To get it. It's $39.99 originally. So here I kind of feel like I'm advertising for Microsoft out there with the Play Store. But yeah, no, I mean, I'm probably going to check this out. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I dig it, you know, but I'm not seeing anything here. Like I see Powder Toast Man from Ren Stimpy. I see Reptar on the cover.
Oh,
so that looks pretty cool.
God.
But, yeah, no, I'm pretty stoked. I think I'm going to try downloading it after this podcast.
Matt,
what is going on? What?
So
do I have to
cue
the breaking news music? Or
yes,
no?
Yes. I have two tweets. I have two tweets right okay. here from two very credible NFL sources.
All
right,
what the fuck? What?
From Tom Pelissero and Adam Schefter.
Okay, what the fuck is going on?
Tom Pelissero tweeted out and said, "Source: John Gruden just informed his staff that he plans to resign as the Raiders coach."
No shit.
Adam Schefter tweeted out, said Raiders owner Mark Davis arrived at the team's facility a couple hours ago and went to John Gruden per source. The two men met and Gruden will no longer be the Raiders head coach.
Wow.
Holy shit.
So John Gruden is getting
because
out
of
Las
the,
Vegas.
Because of all the emails coming out.
Now I didn't know if that was true. Now is that what they're talking about? Like these emails had like racist, homophobic, and misconceptual terms or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that was true.
I mean,
like they have the emails. Like the proof is out there of these emails.
Yeah.
Wow. And see, here I am. I thought that was just a rumor. I thought something was. Because he was on, Zach, he was on a 10-year contract with that franchise.
He was on a 10-year, like, 300, hold on. They were paying him so much money.
Yeah, he had a 10-year, I know it was a 10-year contract. Because this dates.
It was definitely a 10-year contract.
It definitely was.
It was a 10-year, $100 million contract.
No shit. And he resigned. This just happened?
He plans to, yeah, because of the emails.
Well, I'm looking here because now that you just broke the news,
wow.
I'm seeing it here on NFL. It's on around the NFL. As of right now at 9:09 p.m., October 11th, John Gruden resigns as Las Vegas Raiders head coach. Actually,
I'm waiting to see anything on ESPN. That's how I'll know, but...
Well, it's on their main page. It's the first article. It's the first headline, John Gruden resigning as Las Vegas Las Vegas Rail Riders. Raiders head coach. Got to remember, guys, we're in Scranton-Wilkes-Barre here, so those rail riders are still they're still going through our heads.
Wow.
Holy shit, but that's big.
That just blew. Wow. Okay. Sorry.
I wonder if the I wonder if the Players Association had anything to come out on this.
They had to have. They had to have.
I'm going to look this up once we go to break, because I just want to see if anything came out on the Players Association.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, I know, I mean, what's his name? Demaryse Smith? I think that's who the director is now, yep. The executive director.
So, 7 minutes ago on ESPN, right here, John Gruden is out as the Vegas Raiders head coach, a source confirmed to ESPN's Adam Schefter on Monday. Raiders owner Mark Davis arrived at the team's facility a couple hours ago and went to find Gruden. A source told Schefter the two team met and Gruden will no longer be the Raiders head coach. The news comes in the wake of New York Times report that Gruden used misogynistic and yep. anti-gay language in numerous emails during a 7-year period. NFL Network was first to report Gruden's departure from the team. Holy sh! There goes the Raiders season right there.
Wow. Wow.
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say.
Well, I think on that note, before we go to break, I would just like to say this, that, you know, obviously if this is what it is, and I mean, first off, there's no room in sports or any involvement of everything going on in the world. Like, you talk about sports, business, organizations, whatever. There's no room for any of that shit. And you got to remember, I mean, this and people, like, this isn't me trying to bring up a sore subject. Like, this isn't just about, like, well, it's the culture that we live in today. No, this is like self-explanatory common sense bullshit. Like, this doesn't exist. Like, if this does exist around somebody's persona, I mean, you're doing it all wrong. There shouldn't be a place for you in an organization. And honestly, I do not feel sorry or bad one bit for John Gruden. If this is true and the emails do show this material, because like I said, I didn't see the emails. But if that is true and they have record of that, fuck him. Honestly, the best place for you is out on your ass. Don't play in the sport. Don't come back to the sport. You've tarnished it. You've tarnished your career now, too. Sorry to say that. Actually, no, I'm not sorry to say that. Fuck him. So. All right. But do you want to add anything on top of that or no?
I'll save it. There's another topic, but I'll save it till after break.
Yeah, I think we better go to break.
Yeah.
All right. So real quick. Change your underwear. I'm sure that topic hit home for a lot of football fans with a lot of shock and surprise. We're going to take a quick break. If you have to use Waterworks, get to the bathroom, fill the snack bowl. Like me, I have to refill the drink here, and we will be right back.
I got to get another one after that.
I know, right? Well, stay tuned. We'll be right back, guys. All right, so welcome back, everybody. How about that break, huh? So, man, I feel like the sports talk, wow, is there some real, I mean, the wire is just, it's alive tonight. That was some real heavy breaking news for NFL and obviously the football scene out here. And just checking in with MLB stuff right now. It looks like postseason baseball still dragging on here. We got Red Sox, we have Rays, and then we got Dodgers and Giants starting up later. Later tonight, they're actually in warm-up mode. So as you're listening to this, you're getting the vibe that, you know, our podcast is recorded here Monday today, October 11th. So you're probably going to be listening to this tomorrow or on Wednesday. But just know that we are following the headlines pretty close, especially with this with NFL, because if anybody knows, all three of us, Jenna, Zach, include myself, we are diehard fans of our NFL football teams. Zach over there, I'm sure everybody is gotten the vibe that he is a Philadelphia sports fan in all cases of everything.
Yeah, if you couldn't tell that, just for me saying the statement that I'm used to years of disappointment, that should just give it away instantly.
I think you're ready to write a book or a series of books called the Ben Simmons Chronicles or something, you know.
makes me rich, I'd be down.
Right? You're going to be thinking about that now after this, right? So, but yeah, no, Christ, from talking with baseball, talking about hockey starting up now coming this week, and now football going on, and then talking about Aaron Rodgers. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for the next topic to blow up.
Real quick, do you want to go to a Flyers game this year?
Yeah, let's go. Yo, they have a good spectrum. They have a good arena there.
I was there a couple of years. I was there before they shut down 2 years ago for COVID, and they were playing the Bruins.
Yeah.
They lost.
Oh, we're recording. Well, if anybody didn't catch that, that was my wife. She was coming in here to detail some more breaking news. she's at the desk here verifying resources. She's like WNEP over here verifying the facts.
I respect it.
I like that. Like I got to get one of those signs outside my door that says on air, you know. I'm going to think about that.
It's everywhere now, man. About Gruden.
Oh man.
I don't want to go back to it, but like it is everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's on Google, it's on Yahoo Sports, it's on ESPN. It's on NFL's main page.
One of my buddies on Facebook fucking shared the Sports Center post about it, and he commented underneath it and said maybe he'll go back to broadcasting.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any positions open for that. I don't think there's any room for a John Gruden anymore. I'd sit home now, buddy, and think about what you did. So he's going to be licking his wounds.
Wow.
But Zach, we do have to carry on. We have another topic that you have to hit.
Shake off the shock of that.
Yeah, so, we got to break the Lego parts here, and
trust me, I really want to break Lego in half right now.
Well. I know that we're talking about these UCS sets because, number one, you pay a big dollar for them and you expect the best quality out of them. So there is a release date for AT-AT, which is the UCS set. Go for it.
So there's a UCS AT-AT. It's supposed to be 6,900 and some pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So the release date for this, instead of being a normal UCS release date, and normal Lego set release date.
Right.
They are going to be releasing this set on Black Friday of this year.
Oh.
Which it doesn't. I just cannot understand the logic of releasing this set on Black Friday. Because you know all the stores are going to be packed already.
Yeah.
So people are going to be wanting to get this set, right? So you're going to be making them either drive in long fucking car lines to get there and hope they even have a chance of getting it, or waiting in line at the store to get it if they still have it by the time they fucking get in line.
Yep.
So why not just release it on a normal day? It doesn't make fucking sense.
I think what they should do is they should let VIPs have a pre-sale. Like, give the VIPs the pre-sale. Like, give us a specific date. Kind of like what they did with the... Do you remember the Spider-Man set that I bought, the Daily Bugle?
Yeah.
It was like that monumental set. Like, it actually, like, the thing is like a $300 or $400 set. And the thing I keep debating about over here is that I don't know if I want to take it out of box, because the last time I did this, I bought the Ghostbuster house. If anybody knows what set I'm talking about, I wish I kind of didn't take it out of box, because that set is going for like $1,800 strong right now. If it's still in box, not opened, completely intact, piece per piece. And, I mean, right now, I could definitely fetch myself, like, 700 or 800 built with everything complete to 100%. But that kind of makes me want to go back and say, why didn't I pick up two of these sets? I did that with the Daily Bugle because I was thinking, well, my buddy's going to buy one off me. And, honestly, I'm glad I did that, because one of us might be thinking over here, Matt, like, holy shit, you bought two of them. Like, we know how Lego works. Once these sets retire, they fetch for high money, and people,
I guarantee you, when the gunship retires, that's instantly going to go up to like $700.
100%. And that's the one that I'm like, I'm still eyeballing, but like, I know, like I'll be under severe court watch if I buy that right now. Like I'm obviously,
I strongly recommend if you only do it, if you have the funds and you won't get yelled at.
Well,
it's as soon as possible,
but you also know how much I like the AT-AT. You know? Then I even told you when UCS, like when Legos, when Lego announced
the AT-AT, the AT-AT is going to be $800. Mm-hmm. Gunship is $350. So,
but keep in mind how big the AT-AT is. It's not going to be a dinky set.
Matt, the gunship is wider than the UCS Star Destroyer.
I understand that. But I mean, look how big the AT-AT is, too. I mean, it's got height, you know?
I'm going to be getting it, so it don't matter. I'm dropping the $800 on it.
I know you are. There's no question about it. Like, you're not going to sit here and tell me you're not going to buy it, because I'm going to call bluff. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Well, I mean, I just don't like the idea that it's on Black Friday.
I can't understand. And Lego has come out, and I'm fully convinced that the Star Wars side of Lego's company just doesn't give a flying fuck about their fans. They just don't care. They do what they think is best for them.
We've been saying it for years.
They don't care.
If you need
any more proof of this, they literally put out a poll before the gunship was even thought of,
yep,
of which Lego minifigure they would like to see in the gunship to their fans. Their fans voted 98% for a Phase 2 Cody.
Mm-hmm.
98% of a Phase 2 Commander Cody. 98%.
I know.
And what did they do?
They
put a Mace Windu and a fucking clone pilot.
Why?
Which wasn't even the right clone pilot. The clone pilot was literally just a regular clone commander with yellow fucking markings.
It was generic. It was a quick minifig. I wouldn't be surprised that if they had that minifig in previous sets, that's the one that they pulled it from. And they said, you know what, we have so much of it in stock. Why don't we just put that
one
in sets?
Because they said it was an Episode 2 gunship, yet the minifigure for the clone was Clone Wars armor. How are you going to say that it's an Episode 2 gunship when you're using Clone Wars armor?
I was going to say, I don't ever remember anybody with yellow markings. Now, you're talking about the driver, right? You're talking about the pilot?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't ever remember any Clone War with yellow markings
The designer of the gunship came out and said, on quote, "Let's be honest, the only thing people really remember is a clone with yellow markings piloting the gunship."
I'm a Star Wars fan here, and I'm, and if somebody could prove us wrong, I don't remember that. I don't ever remember a clone trooper with yellow markings piloting the gunship.
The actual pilots do have yellow markings, but the pilots differentiate from regular clones by the helmets. They use a regular Phase 1 clone helmet instead of a clone pilot helmet.
Okay.
That's the difference.
I'm looking this up right now. Clone War Trooper gunship.
Literally, I'll pull it up right now. I'll tell you exactly what he said.
Okay, so he does have yellow markings on the helmet. Yeah, but hang on, though. That's not the... But this is what I'm saying. Piloting the gunship. Now, yes, I will say, like, there's weaponry on the gunship. And I don't know what you want to... I don't know what the hell the frickin' specific weapon is. But... yes, there were people, I guess you could say, piloting the weaponry, but it wasn't the actual trooper piloting the gunship. We're looking at two different ones here.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I'm looking at with the L markings, it looks like this big ball with the laser shooting out of it. That's the weaponry. And that's what I thought the yellow markings were on the clone troopers, that they were aerial assault, meaning that they were operating the gunship weaponry. They weren't the pilot. Is this making sense?
No.
No. Okay. No, but I'm dead serious. That's why I said I don't ever remember a clone trooper piloting the gunship with yellow markings. I guess I got to go back to Episode 2 and rewatch it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this is the color deficiency kicking in.
It's just ridiculous.
I just don't like the fact that it's on Black Friday. And like I said, you know, if it was on Black Friday, why can't they give us 2 weeks before for VIP members to go onto the site and order first, get first dibs? I mean, we go through the VIP because, number one, we spend the money on product every year. We get the points. I mean, obviously, we utilize and we I'm not saying we love Lego more, but I mean, being a VIP person, you're definitely buying more product. You're a more valued customer. Mm-hmm. You should have first dibs on that stuff. You know?
So the designer referred to the Clone Commander minifigure as doubling up as a pilot for the gunship in the absence of an actual clone pilot minifigure. The comments were chastised at the time of the set's reveal back in July and received no more warmly welcome.
But why ask for the feedback?
They posted a video of the designer talking about the gunship.
I don't get it.
So, the designer video subsequently attracted a high proportion of dislikes compared to likes, along with plenty of negative comments, which ultimately led to the LEGO group removing it from the YouTube channel altogether.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get that. I really don't. I can't find the logic on that one.
I don't understand how you can sit there and say that a Phase 1 regular clone commander with yellow markings even closely resembles a clone pilot helmet trooper when they're two completely different helmets.
Yep. No, I totally agree.
It's Lego for you, though.
It is. They know how to disappoint. Even though that you buy into the product, you love the product, and you try to give a lot of feedback based on customers, you know, all I'm saying is, why ask us for our feedback if you're not going to take it? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, moving on. We should mention something, because basically, since we're already talking about Star Wars, let's actually jump from Lego and go into Disney Plus's Bad Batch. You did say that back on the podcast, previous episodes, we wanted to talk about this in an episode. And we have the next season coming out when?
The next season, so season 2 of The Bad Batch, by the way, if you haven't seen the end of season 1 and you've been living under a rock, I would strongly, strongly, strongly recommend you go watch season 1. But season 2 will be releasing in 2022. They have not given an official timetable yet in terms of months and dates that I'm aware of, but it is releasing in 2022.
Yep.
Which,
but no specific date. It's just,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just the general year.
First season was awesome.
First season was fantastic.
And that is why we are definitely making it a priority. There will be a dedicated, this is an honorable mention tonight. Zach made this an honorable mention.
Definitely
I marked it HM.
Yep.
I definitely marked it HM. And literally for Zach, we are coming back on an episode dedicated just to Bad Batch. So,
and in that episode, I will be breaking down the entire season. Not just the end, not just the middle, not just the start. The whole thing.
Well, I think what you should do, too, is kind of go back into Clone Wars and give us that introduction of them. You know?
I will.
Yep. So that's going to be important. And that's another thing, too. You know, if people are listening to us for how many times we talked about Clone Wars, Zach, tell these people to fucking watch Clone Wars. Like, it was an awesome show. You got a lot of backstory. You got so much out of it.
I understand people are strapped for time. So I do not. Disney Plus has this thing where you can go in and watch the so-called, and I'll put air quotes around this, important Clone Wars episodes.
Yeah.
And I went and I looked at the episodes because I've watched all 7 seasons about 3-4 times.
Yep.
And the episodes that they put under that category don't really make sense.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't watch that. I would just, if you have the time, I would watch all 7 seasons,
mm-hmm.
but if not, I would just go on YouTube or just Google and just Google the most important episodes you need to watch in order to watch The Bad Batch or The Mandalorian or, you know,
okay,
so on and so forth.
That's a good way to speed up the process.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't watch what Disney Plus has under the category of, you know, important Clone Wars episodes. It's nothing even remotely close to what.
Well, keep in mind, they're going to want you to watch more of the product, you know?
Yeah.
That's their way of catching you in there so that they could subscribe you as a member, you know?
Yeah. So, don't even waste your time with that.
All right. Speaking of Star Wars, Mando season three.
Yes. So Mando season three is going to release in December of 2022.
I kind of figured we're going to have to wait a whole full year out of that.
Yeah, it's going to be a full year because, well, it's not even with COVID. It's just the fact that other shows are coming out. You know, you have Andor, you have the Book of Boba, which is actually going to be the next topic, so I won't get into too much of that. But you have the other Star Wars shows, you have the anime that's coming out. They just wanted to push that back to get the new content out, which I understand.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. In terms of where I see Mando Season 3 going, if I had to make a prediction, Mando is going to end up fighting Bo-Katan.
Oh, man. By the way, I just cracked open a beer. Sorry about that.
No, it's fine. I cracked open another mic's on break. But I really, really hope that Mando just takes the Darksaber and just cuts Bo-Katan's head off.
Oh, man.
I would really... But anyway.
Not gonna lie. Not gonna lie. That's one of my major dislikes. Like, Bo-Katan is on my shit list.
Listen, she is 100% on my shit list. How are you gonna take the Darksaber from Sabine Wren and Rebels and be okay with it? But then as soon as Mando comes out and says, hey, I don't want this, just take it, you're gonna be like, nah, she can't because, you know, that's not the Mandalorian way. Like, fuck you.
How about this? My brother, the other week, I go over to my parents for having a dinner on Sunday, and it was an anniversary dinner, and my brother's like, God, he's like, your hair's getting long. He's like, Jesus, when I see you with the headband in there, he's like, you remind me of Bo-Katan. I'm like, that's not a compliment.
That's an insult.
that's an insult, man. Insult. You know? Like, come on, man.
Like, I have the new Bo-Katan minifigure from Lego and the new Mandalorian Starfighter. I don't even think I'm going to build it when I build the set. I think I'm just going to leave her in pieces.
You know. As she should be.
Yeah, she should be in pieces. But anyway, the next topic.
The Book of Boba.
Yeah, so the Book of Boba actually has a release date set. And it's set to come out December 29th of 2021, which is this year. Which I can't wait. This series is going to be so good.
No, I think this is what we've been waiting for, though.
It's going to be so good.
I mean, listen, everybody's been asking about they wanted to see more Boba Fett. And we knew we were going to get Boba Fett coming into The Mandalorian.
I really hope that in this series they show how he escapes the Sarlacc pit.
I hope so. Well, I would...
Because it's only in a comic right now.
True.
And I really hope we get that in live action.
And actually, would you even consider that to... Because I know what you're talking about, that comic. I think that's actually considered graphic novel.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
I don't think it's officially canon either.
Yeah.
So it's a big loophole that they need to close.
Sure.
And I think they are going to, if I know Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau, because I believe those two are in charge of the series.
Well, if it's in Jon Favreau's hands.
I know Dave is definitely on it. I'm not sure about Favreau. But I know Filoni's definitely working on the series. So.
Well, like I said, if it's in Jon Favreau's hands, like I said, it's kind of like in God We Trust on the dollar bills, like the notary of the treasury. It's in Jon Favreau we trust, being that now Star Wars is in his hands, you know?
Yeah.
And I honestly, like, I just keep thinking to myself, I'm just kind of curious because we're talking about Star Wars. We might as well just kind of like acknowledge this. If we're talking Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni, right? Put it this way. If they know and they said, okay, we're coming out with three new movies to Star Wars, which I doubt is going to happen. If it does happen, it's not going to be for a long time. Let's just kind of keep that. And that's just my outlook on it. Do I want to say it's possible? I mean, if you're making money off something and Star Wars is big right now, I mean,
okay,
they definitely will do it. But listen, if you're going to have somebody directing it, I want it in Jon Favreau's hands.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. Real quick.
Go ahead.
Off topic, just browsing through Facebook again and Twitter. Quick update here. The Adam Schefty just tweeted, said Raiders assistant coach Rich Bisaskia is expected to replace John Gruden as the team's interim head coach.
Oh, wow.
So they already have an interim head coach, which leads me to believe that article you read on Break, Matt, is 100% true.
Yep. Well, if they're already announcing him to be interim head coach, that's 100%. And if the season does well under his hands, good chances is that they might just keep him in as head coach.
They're not going to do anything this year. Their season's done.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying if there's a change, if there's a turnaround, which I'm saying, listen, I'm not going to be the Debbie Downer here for the Oakland Raider fans, but like, I mean, if there is a little bit of a turnaround, I mean, and it's under his coaching, there could be potential and there could be room for him to get the upgrade.
They're not going anywhere. Their season's done. If they go anywhere, I'll be surprised.
Well, what are they right now?
They're not doing good.
They're 3-2, aren't they? I mean, they have a winning record. So. Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty fucking loud. Sorry about that, everybody. Here I am looking up Oakland Raiders, and as soon as I click on their link, you got to show me the footage here.
Yeah, they're three and two. They won the first three, but they're on a 2-game losing streak.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really count them out. I mean, they have a winning record. I mean, like I said, things could change. Things could turn around.
At the most, they'll get a wild card spot because there's no way they're beating the Chiefs, and there's no way they're beating the Chargers. The Chargers honestly could make a run right now this year.
Can I
win the Super Bowl?
Can we? Everybody, you're going to hear us on air recording this podcast. You're hearing it right now. Zach, I want to do something really interesting right now. Indulge me, okay? Just give me a minute, okay?
Go for it.
I want to see where you're at on this.
Go for it.
Okay. So, talking football, talking what just happened. John Gruden's out. Interim head coach already announced. It's already done. It's already set.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, use this as momentum. We just learned in those articles, like we were just reading tweets, or just over break, like we were literally just discussing this. And we heard that there was reports from radio, ESPN radio reporters and NFL radio. They were talking to players and they felt that it was toxic. They felt that there was no good momentum going on there. A lot of people were at obviously dismay with what was going on in the news that they heard circulating around John Gruden. And that's why they were playing like shit their previous game. Which is believable. I mean, a story comes out like this, a lot of your players, they're disgusted. And, of course, now the drive for the game is that they worry about this. This is on the media. This is going to hit media. It's going to keep coming out. And now, you know, not only are we here trying to win a game, play a game, try to have a successful season, but now we have to be surrounded with this bullshit. So now that you make a move, and the big move happens, you have John Gruden drop, and now you have somebody coming in. Let somebody do better. Let them take the negative and make it a positive out of it. All right, the toxicity's out. The John Gruden's out. If you win a couple games, it goes great. And like you said, maybe a wild card. But we've seen teams, and I'll kind of go back to this. Like, go back to the Giants. I'm using them as an example because they were a Super Bowl winner this that year when they won that great Super Bowl against the Patriots. And if you remember, they were not. They were not division leaders. They were a wild card team going into that Super Bowl. I can't remember the specific year, but that's the year of the big catch, you know?
Yeah, I understand that. I just, looking at the AFC...
Just saying, it's good momentum.
Even if they do make a wild card, I don't see them making a Super Bowl run. I mean...
It'd be a great story to tell, though.
If they did, they would have to either get past Buffalo or Kansas City. And honestly, they would not get past Buffalo.
I get that.
They may slightly get past Kansas City by a field goal. There ain't no way in hell they were beating Buffalo. Honestly,
look what happened to Buffalo last year, though.
I don't see anybody in the AFC right now beating Buffalo. The only team I can see maybe beating Buffalo, maybe by a field goal.
But we said that last year.
Is Cincinnati.
But we said that last year, though. We said that, you know?
Look at Buffalo didn't have a number one receiver last year. They didn't have a complimentary receiver to Stephon Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
Now they do with Sanders. They have two star receivers. They didn't have that last year.
I get that.
And Buffalo's defense is they held the Chiefs to under 30 points. How often do you say that?
I do. I get that.
And obviously in fucking the NFC right now, I honestly think the Super Bowl is going to come down to AFC side is going to be Buffalo.
Okay.
And in the NFC could be a plethora of teams.
Let me ask you.
NFC could either be Tampa Bay, Arizona, the Rams, Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, as much as it hurts me to say it being an Eagle fan, but fucking Dallas can make a run for it too.
Well, they can. They definitely can. They have the team. There's no excuse for it. They have the team.
For the first time in a while, Dallas is relevant in the Super Bowl conversation. And me being an Eagle fan, saying that live on the podcast, so that tells you how good they're playing.
This has been a strange night. And, you know, I'm not, I mean, that's kind of weird because we went into this episode calling it Strange Brew. I can't believe how much now we're going back into football. We're going back and, like, this is actually, like, the distraction of the night.
Gruden,
like,
just
I feel.
Released a statement.
Did he?
Yep.
See what I mean?
Adam
like we're,
Schefty,
we're...
Adam Schefty just tweeted, said John Gruden's statement. I have resigned as head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. I love the Raiders and do not want to be a distraction. Thank you to all the players, coaches, staff, and fans of Raider Nation. I'm sorry, I never meant to hurt anyone.
Well, he did. He did. That's, I mean, it's something wow. that you have to now take this as. You got to learn from the consequence.
Mm-hmm.
There's no room for this stuff in any organization today. Plain and simple. And no, that if somebody says, well, especially with today's culture, Matt, no, it wasn't even today's culture. It was previous. It was past this.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't be talking about these topics. We shouldn't be dealing with these topics. But for some reason, in some strange brew, we are. Which is really, I mean, humanity's part of failure. We are literally, why are we doing this? I'm sorry, John Gruden does not get a pass. He's an asshole. All you could do now is sit your ass at home. He's not going to get a commentating job. He's not going to be a reporter. He's not going to be an analyst. He's nothing now. He's ridded out of the NFL. You did what you did. You had your time. You played. You coached. You're done. Gone. End of the story. But I want to make something really interesting. Do you think that Las Vegas will make a playoff push? Do you think they'll get in the playoffs?
No.
Okay.
And let me give you the reasoning behind it.
Go ahead.
Right. The reasoning behind it is I don't think that they're a bad team.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're a great team. But when you look at the AFC, right, you could either win the division or get into the wild card.
Okay.
They're not going to win the division. In order to win the division, they would have to beat out the Chargers and the Chiefs. The Chargers right now look unstoppable. I'm sorry.
Chargers
they
are looking
do.
Real good.
They have one loss, but they look unstoppable. Kansas City, you just can't root against Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
Granted, their defense is garbage. Their defense has been trash in the past years. Even when they won the Super Bowl, their defense was trash.
Yeah.
So you can't ride out Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
So that would be... That would cross out the division winner because
okay.
you'd have to beat one of those two teams. You would have to get into the wild card, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the wild card, you would have to beat out. So I think Baltimore is going to win the AFC North. The two wild card teams I could see possibly coming out of that division are Cincy and Cleveland. Tennessee is going to win their division. So you would have to, you know, it's just too many factors. I just don't see them being a wild card team.
I agree with you on that. I'm actually glad that you're picking on Cincy here to be a wild card because honestly,
Cincy could win the division. I'm not even saying that they could be a wild card. They could win that division.
I'm telling you, they could be a Cinderella story.
I would love it.
I would
I'm
too.
For Joe Burrow. Jamar Chase has not disappointed in fantasy this year.
I think and Cincinnati's honestly, got I'm... the potential to get the wild card. After that, I don't think there's any potential because, like you said, there's a long road of.
I do.
No, but. There's a long road of competition, I mean.
I think they could, in past years,
uh-huh.
I don't think they, if they get the wild card, I don't think they advance this year.
Okay.
Because I watched that Packer game. I actually watched it on my phone. I think they could maybe win the division or like the round after wild card. Anything after that, I don't think so. But I think they could win the wild card game and then win the next one, and that's it.
It's possible. I'm not gonna write it off or rid it. Definitely, I agree with you. I just like the fact that both of us here are actually, you know, we're already eyeballing it up. And I mean, I am. I mean, people were telling me I was nuts for already picking this as a wild card team, but I'm telling you, I think Cincy's gonna sneak in as a wild card team. I think they're gonna do good.
They're Their defense is severely underrated.
I think Cleveland or Baltimore will take the division since he sneaks in on a wild card.
And if I had to choose, I think... If I had to pick division winners, I'll do this live right now.
Go ahead.
I'm
going to
call it.
Go ahead.
If I had to pick division winners...
We already got strange shit going on, so...
For the entire NFL right now, if I had to pick division winners...
Yeah.
I'll start with the AFC East, and I'll go all the way down to the NFC West, according to ESPN right now. AFC East, Buffalo's taking that division.
Mm-hmm.
100% Buffalo's winning that division. The AFC North...
I agree with that. 100%.
If I had to pick one team from the AFC North to win that division...
Mm-hmm. It's too hard to tell. It's a pretty jammed up bracket right now. I mean, you got Baltimore sitting at 3-1, and Cincy and Cleveland are 3-2. And
I think it's
Cleveland. Pittsburgh won yesterday, right?
Pittsburgh, yeah, Juju's out the whole season, though. He's
okay,
not,
so that
they're
hurts.
Not going anywhere. Yeah, they're not going anywhere.
So they're 2-3.
Pittsburgh won't even make playoffs this year. They are not getting into the playoffs.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I think Cleveland's winning that division.
I do too. All right.
I think Cleveland has the better defense.
I think they do too.
AFC South, Jacksonville's going to win the whole rest of the year. They're going to make the playoffs.
Shut up.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, no. You're not just getting a shut up. You're getting a shut the fuck up. All right, listen.
I'd have to be really drunk to say that.
We're sitting on rusted nails here, buddy, at 0-5.
Tennessee's winning that division 100%. Tennessee's not getting past the first round of the playoffs, though.
No.
Haven't seen enough out of them. The AFC West...
It's got to go to Chargers. I'm sorry. But this is where I say it'll be a fight between... Here's the thing. I mean, because Kansas City's in that one, too. AFC West. So here's what I say.
I think that division is going to come down to the last game, the last divisional game of the year.
But I do think
the Chargers have the edge in that division. I think the Chargers will win that division this year.
I think Chargers definitely gets that.
But Kansas City, if they don't win the division, they will definitely be a wild card spot, and they definitely will win the wild card game.
Kansas 100%. City is looking disorganized, and I'm not saying that they can't get back on track because they have the team to do it. I mean, right now, I think it's just there's a little miscommunication going on, and it's very
they're not in sync.
Right,
and that's perfectly fine. They'll get it together. If I know Andy Reid, they'll get it fixed. NFC East, Dallas is winning the division 100%.
Yep.
No doubt about it, unless...
I can't believe you're saying that. That's got to pain you. Again,
me being an Eagle fan, saying Dallas is winning the division, that says a lot about that team. Mm-hmm. Pending any injuries, if Dak doesn't get hurt, that team wins the division 100%.
Gotcha. And what about the North?
NFC North?
Packers are back on track.
Packers are going to win the division.
Okay, that's where I agree. I'm glad
Minnesota could be a sneaky wild card spot, though. 100%, they could be a sneaky wild card team.
Here's the
if they get their offense.
Here's the division that I'm actually more curious about: the NFC West.
I'll get there.
No, but
I'm gonna do the South first.
Oh, you're doing the South? Okay. Well, Tom Brady.
NFC South. Tampa Bay, I believe, is gonna win the division, but the Saints. If the Saints can limit Jameis's turnovers and their defense can play slightly better, I do think the Saints could win that division.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Tom Brady's in there, I do think Tampa Bay is going to win it, but watch out for the Saints.
I don't know. You can't count Carolina out right now, too.
Carolina lost to the Eagles. They ain't going to fucking no.
I know, but again, it's early on. I think there's
Sam Darnold will not. He's too inconsistent to pick him to win a division.
There's time for bounce back, man.
Yeah, he needs to win. He needs to be more consistent. I don't see Carolina beating Tampa Bay. I just don't.
Well, if you really want my... I mean, like I said, you know, when I look at the NFC South, if I look at it today, I just... If something happens to Brady, then that's going to take Tampa Bay out of it.
He is hurt right now, but he is expected to play. I think he hurt his thumb. But
that's just a headline.
Anyway, so big one, the NFC West. The Niners are out of it. I don't think the Niners are going to win it.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle, I think
I'm gonna make a flip here.
See, this is tough.
I'm gonna make a flip.
Well, hold on, let me finish.
Go ahead.
Because Seattle could win it if their defense was better. But I know Russ is hurt right now. Russell is hurt. You know, he had to have surgery on his finger. He's gonna be back in 4 weeks. Their offense isn't the problem. If you've watched any Seattle games this year, their offense has not been the problem.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's that defense. It's that defense is not what it used to be.
Gotcha.
If they can fix their defense, they could turn their season around.
Yep.
Now, that leaves us with two teams. Arizona
and LA.
And the Rams. So, the biggest problem with the Cardinals was that Kyler could not beat the Rams. They just played each other last week. Kyler won. They won the matchup. So Arizona's 5-0. They're the only undefeated team left in the league.
Right.
The Rams are 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are saying, yeah, the Rams, you know, lost to the Cardinals. Kyler finally beat the Rams. You know, this is their year. This is what they're going to do. They're going to win the division. They're going to make the playoffs, right? On the other side of that, you know, people are saying, oh, it's a one-off fluke. You know, he just had a good game. The Rams didn't play their best game. I think in order to see where this division stands and the winner, I think we need to see the Cardinals offense and defense at their best, right? Kyler at their best, their defense at their best versus Stafford and the Rams at their best. No excuses. Both teams at 100% full capacity playing their best football. Their defense playing their best football. Stafford's playing their best football. You know what I mean?
Yep.
If I had to choose one, I'm going with the Cardinals.
Cardinals take that division?
Yes.
I'm going to flip it.
And the only reason I say the Cardinals,
okay,
is you look at their defense and you look at their wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Even if Kyler can't throw the ball down the field against Jalen Ramsey,
right,
because he's going to be on DeAndre Hopkins, right? Kyler still has AJ Green, Rondell Moore, and Christian Kirk.
Yep.
He has three other guys he can throw to if his top receiver is locked down.
Yep.
Who do the Rams have if Cooper Kupp is locked down? Robert Woods.
Robert Woods.
That's it.
Yep. Well,
Stafford doesn't have that third or fourth option to throw to.
Yeah. I mean, like Kyler does. But here's the thing though. I mean, okay. I mean, but let me just put it this way, because I'm looking at the wide receiver list here too. I mean, you still have Shatarius Atwell. Van Jefferson.
He's a rookie though. He's not proven.
Yeah, right. No, but again, this is good time to, for, like I said, it might not be dynamic now in these first 6 weeks or these first 7 weeks of football. Listen,
I will say this.
He's got potential.
My personal opinion, Arizona's winning that division.
Okay.
But if the Rams are going to make a run and win that division, it's going to be because of their defense. It's not going to be because of their offense. The Rams' defensive line is one of the best in football.
Yeah.
100%.
100%.
They're up there with the Eagles' defensive line. They're up there with Arizona's defensive line. You know, they're up there with Tampa's defensive line, Chicago's defensive line, Buffalo's. You know, they're up there. They're one of the best.
Yep.
And if the Rams are going to win that division, it's going to be because of their defense, not because of their offense.
I'm going to flip it, though. I'm going to say that the Rams take that division, Arizona gets in on wild card.
We'll see.
I'm going to flip it.
My Super Bowl prediction.
Do we even want to do Super Bowl predictions? We want to wait.
I'm gonna do one right now.
Go for it. I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait on Super Bowl predictions.
I think in the AFC, pending no injuries,
mm-hmm,
I think Buffalo gets in there this year.
Okay, so that's your AFC guy.
Yeah.
Who's your NFC?
And NFC, I'm not rooting against Brady. I think it's gonna be Tampa Bay.
Now, see, I don't want to come down to a Super Bowl prediction just yet. But if you ask me, Matt, it's week 7. We just finished it. I promise I'll give you a prediction by week 7. I need at least... I at least need a couple more weeks.
I think the championship games are going to come down to Arizona and Tampa Bay and then Buffalo and the Chargers.
That's interesting.
I think it's going to be the Chargers and Bills and then the Cardinals and Bucks.
Yeah, that's definitely interesting. Wow. Holy shit.
Yep.
Come back to me in a couple weeks and I'll give you a prediction.
By the way, the Rays just tied it up at 5. So.
Yep, and already Giants and Dodgers go to the bottom of the 2nd. So.
Who's up?
Nobody. It's 0-0. The series is tied at 1-1. All right. So,
okay. Well,
listen.
Next topic.
Yes, we got 2 more topics to finish out here. And because it's Halloween season, we always do say that our episodes are Halloween-themed. It's actually kind of funny because this Strange Brew has not been Halloween-themed all night.
Not yet.
It's mostly been about, like, the video gaming and, you know, the Star Wars stuff coming out, the Legos. I mean, those are your little trick-or-treats, I guess you could say. But even the NFL talk that we had tonight, you know what? It just makes me think, like, holy shit, should we be moving over to a sports podcast pretty soon? You know, like, it's kind of funny because my cousin and I, we used to have a sports podcast back in the day called Manly Sports by Real Men Radio. And it was a good podcast. It did really well. We got rid of it. And obviously we went, you know, into different directions and went into different projects. But my God, like everything that we just did tonight, it just kind of reminded me of that old school when we started a podcast back in whatever year it was, like 2010 or 2009.
Real quick,
you know,
do you have your phone volume on or no?
I don't.
Okay, I'm
no,
gonna
I don't
continue what you're saying.
No, I don't have it on.
Continue what you're saying.
But no, it just kind of reminds me back in those days of we had the sports podcast. And Char, if you're listening to this episode this week, you'll know exactly what we're talking about because obviously we ran that. And you know, it was just cool because it was like, all right, two guys, you know, talking about sports, you know, like we kind of thought of it like the Man Show, like back in the day when Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla, they had the Man Show and they used to drink a couple beers and talk about pop culture topics. But instead with us, it was two guys talking about the sports topics, the hot topics and everything going on. And no, I mean, Zach, thanks for bringing that vibe back. Like, I'm glad we actually started talking about hockey. We started talking about baseball. We started talking about football. We got to do this a little bit more in our episodes, you know, because sports is all about pop culture, dude. You know, like, come on.
I have a challenge for you.
You have a challenge for me?
Yeah.
Well, I have a challenge for you because you didn't get to listen to me. I was going to make a thing here for playoffs, but maybe it's the same thing that we're thinking of.
My challenge was for you to read that meme I just sent you and then try to go through the next two topics with a straight face without laughing on air. But yeah, what's your challenge?
Holy shit. Oh God, that's funny.
Challenge failed.
Yeah, I
you heard it live here, folks. Matt failed the challenge.
Oh, I failed it. That's a good one. That was a setup. That's a setup. All right, we got 2 more topics left, so we go into Halloween. Here's all the spooky music playing. Woo, okay, there it is. Okay, so yep, Zach, 2 things here, because everybody liking the podcast and coming in, they know that we do things here for Halloween. We love Halloween. One topic that I wanted to touch base on was, and I wish we had Jen on for this because I didn't get any input from her, but I definitely want to ask her another week when we have the podcast going on, especially with like the 3 of us, like if we could get like back on track with all like the trio.
Yeah, I'm good whenever. So
the Halloween costumes, the one topic that people have, like they've been talking about like all over social media over the past weeks, like, God, they've been talking about this since freaking July. Like, what are the Halloween costumes that you remember the most that stood out in the past? And of course, like, what's one that you're seeing right now that's a good one to go after? Like, if somebody was saying, yeah, we're doing something big for Halloween this year, Like, what's a good costume to go for right now today? And then what's one that you that stood out was like, no, you know what? Back in the day, this costume was baller. Like, it was awesome, you know? And, like, I was kind of thinking about that because it's, like, going back to, like, retro, like, we had so much in our area where it was, like, you know, the 90s. You'd be stuck in, like, the Batmans, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the Scream costume, Ghostface, and, you know, Michael Myers and everything like that. But there was just so many. Like, one that stood out to me the most, probably going back into past days, was probably the big... Like, I mean, of course, the one that I say that stands out in the past where everybody had it and they were there was probably 100 of them walking around during Halloween was Mr. Ghostface from Scream.
Yep.
You know, the killer from the Scream movies.
Mm-hmm.
That was such a big costume for like from 96 and up, you know, like, I mean, just from like because there was sequels. There were sequels, you know, after the first one, there was three movies. And then, of course, the fourth one came out in the 2000s, the mid-2000s. I think it was like 2009 it came out, or 2008. But, yeah, the Mr. Ghostface stands out probably the most going back into past days. But, like, what's good right now? Like, I mean, there's a lot of good ones out there. I mean, Michael Myers is trending because, like, Halloween Kills is coming out now. Mm-hmm. But then I'm also seeing Chucky is vibing big right now because Chucky is going to be airing on Sci-Fi. That's another huge one. The other one that I saw, and I freaking love this. It's for some strange reason. Here we go. Strange Brew, right? I'm on Halloween costumes. One of the top rated costumes bought by people. And they show it that like, if you click on the link and you go to purchase it, it's literally Dennis from Jurassic Park in a yellow rain poncho and a tropical polo. Like, if you remember in Jurassic Park, remember he was the one that went to the pier and mm-hmm. he was trying to get on the boat. Like, he was trying to catch the delivery and it was raining. Then he hit the sign, he crashed the Jeep, and then he got killed by the, the Dilophosaurus.
Yeah.
So Dennis is a trending costume of this year. Why? I have no idea. But it's hilarious. Like, if you look it up, go to HalloweenCostumes.com. One of the most popular.
Hmm. That's very interesting.
I don't know why. And I'm trying to think to myself, like, is there something relevant to Jurassic Park that's going on, like, right now in these months? I didn't see anything. I mean, I know that, I mean, the new Jurassic Park film is coming out, like, later. But it's kind of weird. That's one costume that kind of caught me off guard. And it's kind of, it tells you that this is a top ranked costume of 2021. You know? But what can you remember? Like, what? Okay, so a costume back in the past days. What the hell was everybody wearing? Do you remember? Was it Power Rangers? Was it?
I honestly think it was Power Rangers.
Okay.
To be honest, I don't really remember because I didn't really dress up. I'm the person to go as me, myself, and I.
Uh-huh.
So
jeans and a hoodie. I'm Zach.
Pretty much.
Yep. But
all I wear.
I mean, yeah, no, I'm just kind of thinking like what was big? Like what were kids walking around back in the day? Like, I mean, if you went to school and they had those little freaking parties back in the grade school days, what the hell was everybody marching around in? You know?
It was mostly like Power Rangers, Star Wars. You know, normal stuff.
Okay. And what's, if you think of a costume right now, like, what's one that hits, like, that's modern? Like, what's a good one to go after now?
Like, probably, I would probably have to say, like, a cat. I feel like I've seen a lot of cats, you know, like, witches.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
So, kind of going back to, like, traditional stuff. Like, old schools coming back?
Yeah.
Okay. And here's another topic, too. Halloween music. I had a battle and debate with my wife about this, because we have a party coming up at the end of October. What would you put on a playlist in the month of October? So if you had a party, and I don't even want to say, not even a party, but like just in the month of October, what are some music titles that you throw out there on a playlist?
See, I don't even know, because I listen to a lot of rap.
Okay.
So like, I wouldn't know what music, I mean... I would have to assume music that's associated with, like, Michael Myers or Jason.
Okay.
Like, kind of like how Jaws has its own, like, theme song.
Like a theme.
Stuff, like, yeah, like, stuff like that.
So, like, all the monster movie and slasher themes, they go on a playlist.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was thinking to myself, like, I threw this up to my wife. I'm like, well, what about Rob Zombie? I mean,
yeah, you got Rob Zombie.
You got Dracula.
Yep.
You have Living
this
Dead
song,
Girl.
By the way, one of my favorite songs.
Yep. You got Living Dead Girl.
Yep.
I mean, those are two that, like, I think of immediately that should go on a Halloween playlist. But then you got a band called The Misfits. You got Saturday Night. You got a song called Halloween. You got a song called Scream.
I actually think I have a song by The Misfits.
You probably do.
On my playlist.
Yep, you probably do.
Hold on.
And maybe that's because I said that. Maybe I mentioned that to you. I don't know, maybe. But,
Oh, no, it's not The Misfits. It's Miso.
Oh, Miso. Yeah, we're way off. But a couple other things, too. I mean, I think some people kind of, you know, they miss a lot of tracks. Like, I mean, talking about Scream, I mean, you could go back to, you know, I mean, some of just the soundtrack. I mean, Sound had a really good soundtrack just for the movie itself. But the one song that stands out, and I'm gonna say this would be killer to put on a playlist. So in Scream, it was Red Right Hand. I don't know if you ever heard this song, but probably when you watch the movie, you'd probably remember it. It's called Red Right Hand by Nick Cave.
I don't think I've heard of it.
That's a good one. There's a couple things out here that I have by Creed. Some other things that I have on here, too. Let me see. There was another one that I had here. Oh, The Blasters, A Dark Night, which was from Dusk Till Dawn. There's a lot of different titles that we could go on here. So here's something that I'm going to do. If you follow us on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter, I'm going to have a little participation corner where I want you to add your input. You tell me what songs belong on a playlist. I mean, I could definitely list 100 songs without a question. I could definitely get to 100 songs, guarantee people. I mean, that's not just the nature of my music background. That's not just the nature of, like, how much I love music. But, like, I could just think of it that, yeah, you know, it'd be fitting for the month of October. Be fitting for definitely the, like, Halloween season, you know? But I guess what I'm trying to get at is, what other tracks would you put on a Halloween mix? What would you put in the month of October, you know? Anything else that you could add to it, like...
Yeah, I just go with the theme songs, to be honest. I don't think I've listened to enough Halloween music, I would say. Mm-hmm. I guess is the way to put it.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's all I got, man. I mean, I don't have any other trick-or-treats in my bag, so, I mean, I think this is a... I mean, yeah, we're pretty much getting yelled at here to end. So I think at this point it is time to conclude the episode. Guys, you heard it from here. We had a lot of interesting talk. Again, tonight was just nothing more than just strange brew.
Oh, it was strange, all right.
Yep, I mean, it's just kind of killer that we went from, like, video games to freaking football, and then back to Star Wars, then back to football.
Yeah,
we didn't plan on
going to football, though. That news was very, very surprising.
That's really, like I said, I'm even thinking to myself right now, it's kind of strange how we went from that. Like, it's amazing that we caught that right on air as we're recording. That all happened, and we were able to also, you know, chime in on that in media. So,
yep.
All right. So listen, we got a lot going on in the month of October. So make sure that you follow us on Facebook. Make sure that you follow us on Twitter. We're kind of active. You know, we're trying to do our best there, trying to keep up to date. But, if you haven't liked us on Facebook, make sure you go over to the Garlic Jar Podcast Show. Give us a like, give us some love. We do post our episodes and we do post some descriptions there. We also post some notifications of what's going on during the weeks or what might be coming up during the month. Also, if you have any questions, concerns, comments that you want to send to us, make sure that you email us at garlicjarmedia@gmail.com. Jenna's always looking forward to some messages and, of course, some stuff that would come our way so that we could share it on the show. And lastly, yes, we are having a jack-o'-lantern contest. More details will come out, but as you all know right now, the jack-o'-lantern contest is $150, okay? That is a cash prize of your best jack-o'-lantern. The best will win. There is no second prize. First place winner walks away with $150 cash, and that is donated by a gracious donor, which we will advertise in our next Halloween-themed episode. So stay tuned to those details. But as of right now, yes, we are having a jack-o'-lantern contest. We are very much active with it. Submissions could come in at any time. The deadline for it is October 31st by midnight. We must have all of your jack-o'-lantern carvings in email. They have to be emailed to garlicjarmedia@gmail.com. No sharing on Facebook, no sharing on Twitter. Again, all emailed at garlicjarmedia@gmail.com. More to come, more to include. We'll keep you guys updated every week as we go, but right now we got to end tonight. Zach, do you want to say anything before we go?
No, I'm good. Right. Just, you know, I've been getting into streaming again. It'll be
in the description below.
Well, I'm not going to say it again. It'll be in the description.
Yeah, it'll be
below.
In the description, yep.
YouTube will be coming back soon. I'm just waiting on a few things, a few answers from a couple of people to maybe help me out with it, and I'll keep you updated on that on Twitter, and yeah, that's pretty much it. I'll be back on the show practically full-time, I guess.
Beautiful.
So.
All right, guys. Well, like we always say at the end of the night, good night. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Yep. Have a good night, guys. Take it off you, take it off you.